This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, the man with the plan, Travis Chance. Travis, great to see you today.
Tony, good to see you too. This is actually for those listening, welcome back. And for those viewing, this is one of our test runs to bring Tony a face for radio to video. So,
yep, 35 years of radio, and now Travis wants me to be on video.
That's actually I was talking about me.
Okay. I've got the perfect face for radio. That's for sure. But Travis, this is good. We're going to be on YouTube pretty soon. So just letting our listeners know, they'll be able to look up, if they type in Travis Chance, Navigating Your Retirement, they'll be able to find you on YouTube coming soon here in the next couple of weeks. But it's been a wild ride, Travis. Things are crazy out there.
It's so crazy, in fact, Tony, that it only took 3 weeks for the Mag 7 to be renamed the OK-10.
the Magnificent 7 yeah, Cox yeah. Went from Magnificent 7 to the OK-10.
Oh, Cox. Lord, how quickly the tide turns, you know, and
oh, yeah.
You know, my goodness, we went from being, you know, coming out of COVID in 21 and being on top of the world to 2022, being like, oh my goodness, the world is ending because we got high inflation. It's never going to be the same. Then the Fed starts raising interest rates and, you know, this is the end of the world as we know it. And then the rest of the song from REM, But I Feel Fine. Then 2023 happens and it's like, oh, well, maybe it's not that bad. And then we have AI, and then 24, and it's like, oh my goodness, this is great. And now it's like, oh. So, you know, I think we spend so much time thinking about what could go wrong that we don't think about what could go right. So,
right.
That's what we're going to talk about today. You know, everybody is a long-term investor until they get short-term losses. And all of a sudden sentiment changes. And, you know, sometimes we lose focus. So I feel like we need a refresher course in what could actually be something on the horizon that's probably a positive, right? Or help at least turn down the volume on all this negative from day to day.
I love that, Travis. And here's why I love it, because all you're hearing right now is negative. And of course, the news media, the sky is always falling. And we do talk a lot about the issues that can affect people on the show as well. You have to deal with that. But I love your positive take. We're going to look on the positive side. What could go right this year? Mm-hmm. What are some of the positive outlooks for this year? And what can go right for you and your finances and investments? So, this is a good one. I hope you have something for. I'm like, what could go right this year? How long is that list? I hope there's something on it, Travis.
Tony, think about this. What has actually gone wrong? Tariffs? Well, Trump said he was going to do tariffs when he got elected, right? Yeah. That was in his campaign. So it's not like we didn't expect him. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think maybe it was the velocity of how quickly they came and how, sure, you know, how abrupt that was. Yeah. But I mean, realistically, what has fundamentally changed? I was listening, to Ron Barron this morning on an interview he did. And he said, I think he said it best. He said, we don't invest in the market. We invest in companies, and right, the companies that we invest in, we feel like are still good, you know, good balance sheets, good cash, yep, flow, I mean, what has fundamentally changed? No matter what happens, people are still going to buy toilet paper. They're still going to buy, you know, a lot of it, depending on what stage we're in.
True.
But, you know, they're still going to buy the necessities. They're still going to buy things. Life goes on. We're still going to continue on. But I think one of the things that everyone is maybe forgetting about is, it could have gotten so much worse next year because, you know, don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of, you know, how we're going to pay for it, but the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expiring, you and I've been talking about for 8 years.
Yep.
And you know, when it first began and it had a sunset, we knew we only have so much daylight to be able to do some of the things that we've done. And that's great. But if nothing changed, we were going to actually see the expiration in December, right? December 31st, right. It's over. Ball game. Goes back 2016 rates. Well, now you have the House that has passed the first iteration. It's got to make it through the Senate meat grinder. And then, of course, the president has to sign it, which we kind of feel like that's kind of a given. But the extension to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, well, number one, that's going to keep more money in consumers' pockets. That's going to keep more money in our listeners' pockets. That's a good thing. And regardless of what is said in the media, I have actually read the bullet points. I haven't read every word of the bill. I'm not going to say I have, because there's always going to be also, you didn't read that bill. No, I didn't. But what I did do is I did read the excerpts of what does each provision bring to the table. And here's a handful that I've managed to jot down. Number one, I don't know that this is going to make it in its full form, but there's a provision for no tax on tips and no tax on Social Security. Social Security actually just is something that's going through committee right now. Yeah. But these are things that are projected to come to fruition this year. If we get no tax on Social Security, it just hands down that by itself for our listeners, that is huge.
Yeah.
Because with the standard deduction and exemption extending where it's at right now, if we got rid of Social Security tax, a lot of clients will go from paying, you know, maybe not a tremendous amount in taxes, but to paying no taxes.
Right.
And that is money in their pockets. That's going to help with inflation. That's going to help put less pressure on their portfolio to produce income. That's a whole, that's just a whole litany of things that could go right. Right. Yeah. That's something that we can look forward to. They're talking about no tax on overtime. I don't know how they're going to get that one done, but that could happen. And if that happens, think about that. Think about, you're getting time and a half, you're working. Think about how quickly you can make ground up, how quickly you could actually pay off debt. You could get yourself back on your feet financially if you're getting that time and a half or more and you're not paying Uncle Sam to do it.
That's huge.
That's huge, right?
I mean, any income that they could make tax free during your working years is huge.
Think about if you're 5 years, because our listeners are generally 5 years in, or a lot of our listeners 5 years before retirement, currently retired or have been retired for a while.
Sure.
If you're 5 years and out from retirement, even if we have a market correction, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen. Eventually, the market will correct. Now, if you're taking more risk than you should, that's a whole different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But the market will correct, but it will recover. Now, we don't know how long. We don't know how deep the correction will be. But these are things that will eventually happen. But one of the things that you have to keep in mind is, let's say that it does pass with the no tax on overtime. My goodness, how much debt could you relieve yourself of in that 5-year window that maybe even if the market goes down, you don't need to produce as much income because you don't have the same overhead? That is a huge weight. I mean, for most people, it's not about the making money. It's about the weight of the debt they're carrying. And if they can exercise a little bit of discipline and they don't have that tax burden on overtime, they could pay that off in a very quick, very short amount of time. So that's huge. Now, there's a couple more. And, you know, Tony, you and I try to be the voice of reason. right? I know sometimes that's hard because we like to have fun, but let's think about something. a lot of the vitriol being spewed right now is that these tax cuts are only for the rich. Listen to some of the ones that are coming that are going to be eliminated. Adjusting, not eliminating the SALT tax deduction, but adjusting it. How many people do you think pay property taxes of over $10,000 a year?
A lot of people.
But how many people do you think are under that $10,000 cap?
More.
A lot, right? Yeah. I mean, and which do you think are more middle class Americans and under? Those that have an under 10,000 or over 10,000. It's under.
Oh, well, under.
The cap's already 10,000. They're talking about extending it a little bit, but they're not talking about getting rid of it altogether. I mean, that could happen. Don't get me wrong. A lot of your coastal senators and congressmen want that to happen, whether it will or not, who knows. But does that sound like it's there to benefit the ultra wealthy or maybe the middle class? I think that's more middle class. That's my
middle
opinion.
Class. Yep.
They're also talking about getting rid of special tax breaks. I had to write this down. Special tax breaks for sports team owners and doing away with carried interest deduction for hedge funds. Tony, does that sound like a pro ultra wealthy millionaires, billionaires section, or does that sound like a more pro middle class? You tell me. I'm curious to hear your thought on that.
Yeah, I mean that's a big one, and that definitely would benefit the government and taxpayers. It won't benefit the ultra wealthy
millionaires and billionaires, right?
Yeah. So they're talking about increasing taxes for them.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's where the news media, I was watching an old interview with Robert Kennedy Jr. and he was talking about the news media for the most part today. A lot of times they try to appeal to our more antagonistic side of our brain if it bleeds, it leads. It's ultra negative news because it brings us back. It's like, you know, hey, we're hooked, and they try to keep us there versus just telling us what's going on.
Yeah.
So that was something I thought was interesting.
Well, and then especially like sports teams owners. I mean, I don't see them
counting their balancing their checkbook and counting their pennies at their kitchen table.
If you own a sports, especially like NFL team owners, I mean, they buy the team for X amount and they sell it for X amount, and they always make, I mean, they make billions on those teams.
Think about, you know, love him or hate him, you gotta love like Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys and literally turned it into what I think it's worth $10 billion. Right? I may have that
crazy
wrong. But it's double digit millions, I think, and wound up now it's $10 billion or something like that. So he's not worried about where his next paycheck's going to come from.
We can maybe remove a tax break from him.
I think he's going to be fine. So once again, guys, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act extension, that is a positive. That is something that could go right, that keeps money in your pocket. That is certainly something we need to
I think most people agree with that.
What else could go right, Tony? Well, in 2022, it was what was going wrong, which was the Fed was so far behind the eight ball that they were like, you know what, we're just gonna raise and keep raising. And they did. But that was also essentially putting ammunition back so that if we did have something come up where the economy started slowing, they would have interest rates that they could cut. Well, guess what? There is a great likelihood, and I will be the first to say this has changed in 2 months since we did our quarterly video. I was in the camp 0 to 2. I think now it's realistic. It's probably in the 1 to 3. I think the potential for tax cuts for interest rate cuts is probably going to be something that maybe even in May, as early as May, we could see an interest rate cut. Because I do think our economy, it's when you don't have that influx of government capital, which that's one of the big things everybody's been in an uproar about. That's got that void's going to have to be filled. And sometimes that's why the market's going down a little bit. Well, that's the answer reason, right? You don't have the same cash flow pushing it up. Chances are it's going to come down a little bit. So could the Fed cut rates to kind of equalize and give us some relief? Absolutely. And if that happens, what do you think is going to happen? Positive reaction, negative reaction? Most likely, probably going to be positive, right? So that's why I say, guys, if nothing else, just those two alone, I think that that is reason enough to be same as what we talked about in the video earlier this year. Be cautiously optimistic, but the operative word there is I'm still optimistic. I still think, you know, we're probably going to see S&P somewhere in the 6,500-6,700 range is very likely, unless, let's face it, unless tariffs just become too much. And, you know, there is a fine line between genius and madness, Tony. I know you flirt with that on a daily basis.
Yes, of course, we'll see.
We can't predict. I'm not giving guarantees, but that's my opinion based on earnings. But the last and what I think is also something we're forgetting is something we have evidence of from before, and it looks like that's where we're headed now. Now, once again, things could change. Geopolitical issues, all these could come into play. But as of right now, what are we seeing on a daily basis? We're seeing oil flatline to starting to come down some. Well, what happens if oil goes to $50 a barrel? Right now it's in the 60s. If it starts to go down and go down dramatically, you're probably going to see average gas prices go from 275 to 3 down to maybe 225 like they were for, you know, let's see what, 5-6 years ago, right? Yep. If that happens, what do we have? Because like for me, I drive a ton. If I don't have to pay as much at the pump, what do I get to do? I get to keep that in my bank account. I get to use that to offset some, maybe some inflation caused by the tariffs, which I think some of that's going to be temporary, but some of it we will certainly have to deal with. Yep. So, but oil prices, not only do they impact consumers, Tony, but what else do they impact? Everything. Facet of life, almost.
Everything. Everything. I mean,
Tony, do me a favor. Think for 5 seconds and give me a list, top three things that are not impacted by oil.
I can't do it because anything made out of plastic uses oil. Any good to get to you uses oil to be transported
in some method,
whether plane, train, boat, car, truck, it all
whether it's the tires on your car. Well, and I don't care if you're driving an electric car. Guess what? You have rubber tires.
Yeah.
There's petroleum in that.
Well, right? And there's plastic in the car.
And there are lubricants in the components. There's nothing that oil does not touch.
Yeah. So people don't realize that plastic is a petroleum based product.
Yeah. Typically. That's why you shouldn't microwave using plastic, especially that black plastic stuff. I'm the first one to admit I was an idiot. We did that for years, and then basically we switched to glass.
Yeah, I mean, you got it.
Just because it, you know.
Yeah, plastic's not good. So the thing is, everything you get, no matter what it is, it took oil to make it or to get it to you, right?
And think about that. You know, I've actually got relationships with people that are in the shipping industry. And that's one of the things that they're expecting is if we do see a significant drop in fuel prices or oil prices, they said that should translate to lower costs because our shipping costs will not be as much, right? There won't be maybe that additional diesel, add-on, right? The surcharge on top of your freight or whatever. And if that trickles down, then that's ultimately going to do what? That could put downward pressure on prices or at least help offset some of the impact of the tariff. So I'm not saying it's going to completely eliminate all this, but folks, at the end of the day, what's the main purpose for our show? It is going to potentially give you a positive, where all we typically have focused on for the last few weeks, especially, is what it's the negative.
Yeah.
And we can't focus on the negative because, you know, storms happen, hurricanes come, they go, they leave carnage, but then we rebuild and, you know, we enjoy. And that's no different than any other facet of life. We're going to have ups, we're going to have downs. It's how we react to them typically that's going to determine whether we have a good or bad experience. So,
Will have some sunny days this year.
Absolutely. And last but not least, Tony, you know, I probably can't go a whole show without mentioning it. If we do see a further correction, I will be perfectly honest. We're going to be buying, number one.
It's an opportunity if you're buying.
But number two, Roth conversion. Yep. If, you know, we typically tell clients, you know, we need to wait toward the end of the year. Why? Because that way, if there's anything that comes up, you have extra distribution requests, or, you know, you don't paint yourself in a corner, you do it November, December, you probably will be able to weather anything for a few weeks. But if we see a significant pullback, that is prime time for Roth conversion. Why?
Yep.
Because the market pulls back. Will it be here forever? I can't give you a guarantee because the regulators would certainly not like that, but I can say historically, is that the case? You typically know, right? But I mean, it could be there for a month, it could be there for a year, but typically not. And if you get all of that growth back when the market's down in a Roth, which is tax exempt, is that good or bad? That's good. That's reason to be optimistic, right? Because that's additional funds that we no longer have to worry about. So,
Travis, to explain it for people like me, to explain it in simple terms, what you're saying is the reason when the market's down is a good time to do a Roth conversion is because you'll pay less tax if you pull money out and convert it to a Roth. You have to pay tax if it's coming out of a traditional 401k or IRA and you're rolling it into a Roth.
So let's use, the amount's
lower, and then it can grow within the Roth when the market goes back up.
Let's use Apple stock for an illustration.
For an example.
So yeah. If you have a share of Apple stock that was trading at $250 a share, and it's now worth $225 a share, that means it's down like 10%, right?
Right.
If you convert that share of Apple stock to a Roth and now it just comes back to where it was originally, all of that growth, that 10% back up to where it was previously held in a pre-tax account, is now all yours. That's all tax-free because you've paid the tax. You're done. That is now your basis. You put it in a Roth. It is now growing tax-free. And if that thing goes from $225 to $300, that $75 that was formerly pre-tax and anything that you took out was going to basically go through Uncle Sam's hands is now tax exempt. And if you don't want to touch it, and this is the other thing, it's not all about just the taxes. It's the control factor. Because if you have it in a Roth versus a pre-tax, then guess what? There are no RMDs. There's no required minimum distribution.
Right.
And if you leave it to your kids and your grandkids, guess what? They don't pay tax either. So, folks, these are things that I think, like I said, there is reason to be optimistic. Is it going to always be sunshine and rainbows? No. But is it also, does when the storm hit, does it also mean that the storm's here forever? And the answer to that is also no. Things happen. We have to adapt. We have to reposition some cases. We have to rebalance our portfolios. That's just a part of it. The market does not always go up in a straight line. So these are just things to focus on, I think, instead of just focusing on that negative vitriol that we tend to hear in the news media from day to day. Just know that there are some rays of sunshine. We just got to make sure we know where to look to find them.
All right. Well, Travis, that's a great message to put out there. And you gave us some positivity today. I like that. Listeners, you got to pick up the phone, give Travis a call if you have questions or want to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation. Travis, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 877-269-0839. They can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com or may want to join us for one of our courses that we have coming up. We have one in our at our Pooler campus coming up, and we have one coming up in our Statesboro campus at Ogeechee Technical College. So Savannah Tech and Ogeechee Tech, they're going to start in about a couple weeks. They can give us a call. We can send them some information. If they like to join us, that'd be a great time to get some information.
Excellent. Well, Travis, thank you. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.